Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jordan dogs. Just made me aware she murdered a lizard on her way over to the podcast.
Crushed it.
Murdered it by choice. Or
gotta
by,
do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I stomped on it.
That's a big time crunch. Lizard's got a little.
No. He's little. He was a little guy. He snuck in. The kids have a very hard time closing the door. And I told him, I go, well, if you let lizards in this house, you are sleeping in a room full of lizards. Like, I'm not doing that.
Why are we wasting this? This needs to be in the pod.
Oh no, it's being recorded right now. Okay.
This parenting 101 right there.
Then I walked in and then there was a tiny lizard on the ground and I was holding Crosby and I was like, stop. And I was like, crushed it.
Panic kill.
Panic kill, didn't drop a baby. Yeah. Awesome.
It was your mom's strength kicking in. It's like when moms forklift a car off their babies. You killed a small lizard for yours.
Yeah, exactly. Very similar.
My God.
The perfect welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic family podcast. I'm Mike Golic Jr. And with me, as always, the rest of my family, at least who are here at the moment. Mom, Dad, and Sydney are all here. Ben is off becoming a doctor. My brother Jake and his wife Jenny are busy trying to keep their small human alive at the moment. Jackson is being a little fussy man here. Super producer Mikey A is with us. And for anyone that has been around listening to the Golic Family podcast for a while, again, you might know my dad from years on Mike and Mike, from me drafting a little bit of time at ESPN based off that, and all of us playing some Notre Dame sports. We haven't had a lot of guests on this podcast. In fact, we have had one career guest on this podcast, Flint Minshew, the father of Gardner Minshew, the now backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, the former Minshew mania sensation down in Jacksonville, though. That changes today. So back at the Golic Family Foundation Subpar Classic, the golf tournament that we hosted, benefiting a bunch of South Bend charities, we had an auction item up to bid, which was the chance to be the second career guest on Sorry in Advance. And I think in the least surprising development of all time, this particular person stepped up big. Jordan Rudolph, longtime listener, first-time caller on the podcast, as well as one of our oldest and dearest friends, stepped up, one, in the name of charity, because, Jordan, there are very few settings you thrive in as much as a live auction. I will say that.
It's true.
But also, to come and actually, because of the people who listen to this podcast and continually text me about it, Jordan has been like number one podcast fan of all time on here. So Jordan, number one, thank you for helping the kids, helping the dogs, helping the South Bend Center for the Homeless and the other charities with the money. But number two, welcome to the podcast. Long time coming.
Thanks. I'm super excited.
You know, Jordan, you couldn't have been a guest on this without donating any money. All you had to do is ask. We'd have let you on the podcast. It's not like we're swamped with guests.
We would have been like, yes, please, come on.
It's more fun this way, trust me.
Well, let's go to that now, because you were at the auction and where you got this for our foundation. Your husband, Kyle Rudolph, who's now a tight end with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he went to the bathroom for a short time. And when he came back, what had you purchased in the live auction?
Oh, a trip to Hawaii. Yeah. and then I won this on the silent auction. But while he was at the bathroom, I won a trip to Hawaii. So we get to go to Hawaii.
That's
too,
being a good awesome. Wife, I feel like.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree.
Was there any blowback from Kyle at all about any of the expenditures?
No.
He's got to know by now. This is what she does. So I mean, like
we've been together for like 13 years. We've been married for almost 7. He knows. Yeah. It's fine.
Exactly.
And if he doesn't, shame on him, huh?
Yeah. And if he doesn't, now he does.
Yeah. Surprise. I feel like we have Jordan there, and then on the fullest end of the extreme, we have Sydney, who everyone who's been around Sydney for 5 minutes understands that she is going to spend whatever money's in the vicinity. So Sydney, you have definitely taken that concept of, hey, I'm going to go and be generous in this situation too. I am going to give money to a bunch of different people that make boots and handbags and all other sorts of random shit.
It's a wide variety of things.
But you do it with our money. I mean, what are you going to do with your money
when Ben's out of med school?
Oh god,
I feel like that's the only fair thing.
Oh, that fair.
I just like the honest answer, really.
God. You want me to lie? Like,
no.
She's brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
Oh, my God.
So everyone heard it from Jordan there. Jordan and Kyle Rudolph, two of our closest friends, parents of 4 wonderful children and people that we have known since the earliest days at Notre Dame here. Jordan, would you like to tell people how you and Kyle first met?
Mike, let's not do that.
I just feel like it'd Jordan? Be great background for everybody.
Yes, well, yes, it would. Okay.
Well, I went to a party at the condo. Okay. That's just what it's called for life now, the condo. Uh-huh. With one of my best friends, Sarah Schoaf, at the time, now Sabatino. Anyways, so I went with her, and that was my first time meeting all of you guys. Yeah. And it was like in January, it was after Christmas break or whatever. And I was playing beer pong in the garage. And there were a bunch of people there, like a ton of recruits were in town and stuff. Anyways, Sarah says to Kyle, you're never going to guess what Jordan's last name is. And he's like, Smith. I don't know. Like, how do you guess a last name? And I was like, no, it's 9, like your number. So I totally laid a pickup line on him that only would work on him. And it clearly worked, because he likes to say then I started making out with him, but that's not how it went. He absolutely started making out with me.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Jordan, you know what?
Jordan, what year was this in school?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year. Okay.
Sophomore year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, so I didn't know you met at a condo party. The old condo, huh? Wow.
The old condo.
Yeah.
Which you guys now own it.
We do own it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It stayed in the family, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
I know. So every time we go back, we're like, ooh, really glad these walls don't talk.
Yeah. And really glad we cleaned everything up in there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I kept saying during the time you guys were in school, I wanted to record like a reality show in that condo and put it away till you were done. Couldn't get in trouble for it. And then release it. Yeah. It would have been something.
I don't think there'll ever be a time where you couldn't get in trouble for some of the shit that went on in that place.
There was one point, Sid was there with Biebs. I don't know. They were like 14.
We were 14, 15. It was fair.
They were, I don't know. Cops came. They were in, were you in Mike's bed?
I was in Mike's bed with like 8 other people.
Yeah. Well, me, Mikey, and Kyle slept on the landing of the stairs. So that was comfortable.
Yeah. We did what we had to do in that situation. The cops surrounded us. We knew not to open the doors of this place. Bieber, our dear friend Alex Periano, ended up hiding in a closet in the basement where the heating unit was and puking all over the door on the inside of that unit. Top to bottom, we kept everyone out of jail. Everyone was safe and didn't have to drive anywhere that night. So I see no issues with it, aside from the fact that, you know, underage drinking is technically illegal, but you know.
Yeah, that Sydney and Alex were 14 and 15.
There's no way I would have gone to college if the cops got in. So
it would have been fitting for Sydney to have a record.
Yeah, Sid, you have kind of a rap sheet.
So can you tell me what happened at 15 and a half?
Yeah. Whoops.
Oh my God.
We had help from the right friends. But I've always said the most amazing part of being where we're at now, because like hearing Jordan even say like 13 years and 7 years is so weird, because I've essentially known like Kyle and Jordan and the vast majority of our friends for a little, like close to half my life now. And so I've gone from that to now getting to see everyone grown up as parents and full-blown adults. And Jordan's been my favorite lately, because I feel like every time I go and visit Jordan, and like we're at the beginning stages of this with Jake and Jenny right now with Jax, but every time I go and visit Jordan now, Jordan's oldest daughters are twin girls. They're going to be 6 years old in October.
Wow.
And they are now at the age where they can kind of be a little bit sassy. And it's funny for a lot of it sassy to the point where the last few times I've visited, almost as soon as I walk in, it's very cool for me. And Jordan gets embarrassed when I bring it up, but I think it's awesome. I get to see her occasionally be the disciplinarian. And Jordan, I gotta say, you're very good at this shit.
Thank you.
I can see Jordan laying down the law.
I'm here all the time and Kyle's not. So he's like the fun one.
Right.
Me, I'm not. I mean, Chris, you know how it was when obviously when Mr. Golick was gone and stuff. I mean, I'm not the fun one.
No.
Let's just put it that way. I'm not the fun one because I'm the one that they always get in trouble. I'm the one always putting them in timeout. I'm the one that has to yell, where Kyle can say something once and like his voice is just like a little more stern than mine. And everyone's like, I'm like, what the hell?
Jordan, you'll be just like me. Ask my kids, who scares you most, mom or dad? It's still to this day.
We all live in constant fear of my mom. Still.
Constant fear. But Mike, what you said is so true. I mean, consider you as friends at the same age. Me and your mother, I mean, we were kind of here the most out of any of the parents of anybody. So we got to see all you guys grow up from 18, you know, on. It is wild, you know, to get to know you at such an early age. And now you got 4 kids, you know, I mean, it's just to think, oh, we knew you as a kid and now you have kids. It just seems so odd now.
It's crazy.
It also is funny. Mikey A just hit me in the chat. Mikey A, how surprised are you by how this interview sounds already? Because you pointed out the one thing that is always the funniest to me, but I want to hear it from you.
In a decade of knowing both the Mikes, I have never heard to you referred to as Mr. Golick. And she said it just in conversation like she'd been doing it forever. And it hurt my ears a little bit.
It's so weird. They all call me like Ben, like Sid's husband, Ben, is younger than these guys, and he calls me Mike.
But Jenny calls you Mr. G.
Jenny calls me Mr. G. Yeah.
Everyone who met you in college, like Zach Martin's going to be a fucking Hall of Famer, and every time he runs into you, it's Mr. Golick.
It's Mr. Golick, because again, I knew you all as such kids. Young kids.
I feel like you just stick to like when you first met them.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. So I'm always Mr. Golick to them. I know it makes me feel a little older, but
sorry. Yeah.
No. That's okay.
The worst thing is like now when, because like now that our twins have their friends and their parents will be like, "We'll go ask Mrs. Rudolph," and I'm like, That's not me.
Where's Jamie? Like,
That'd be my mother-in-law. You just call me Jordan, Miss Jordan, whatever you're comfortable with. Jordan's fine. That's good. I'm like, it sounds so weird to me.
Are you still not used to it at this point? Like, even like this far into having the girls and like having been? No.
I feel like I much prefer that. Like, if they want to call, we always say, like, well, I feel like we call everybody to our kids, aunt and uncle. We're like, Uncle Mikey. Right. You know what I mean? They're going to be very confused one day. But I'm like, I would rather you just say Miss Jordan if you want to like put something in front of it. But Mrs. Rudolph sounds.
It makes you like, sound older.
Yeah.
Well, it makes, I like, don't feel like that's me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Ben's mom called me Mrs. Broniker the other day. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, I'm like, Christine, you're Mrs. Broniker. I'm like, I'm Sid. Like,
I am not.
I had that moment of realization one day when someone online said I looked like a recently divorced dad based on like, because I wear like the dad hats and I try and like spruce up the sneakers and I'm almost 33. And I realized like, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, oh, wait, that's right. I am not only the age of parents because most of my friends are now parents of kids, but also like I've had a couple of friends that have gone through the divorce process. So like I am technically old enough to look like a divorced dad, which was a humbling moment for me as I sit here wearing Pokemon shoes.
Humbling moment.
Oh my God.
And speaking of the divorced dad and you seeing all your friends married and with kids.
What the fuck?
What a bridge this is.
No. My point is, Jordan, are we working on getting this guy a girlfriend or something? What are we
Jesus
doing here?
Christ.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was a long bridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like,
I wasn't sure where we were going. I'm super glad we landed here.
There?
This is great. I have been trying so hard to get Mikey a girlfriend and a date, and he just doesn't respond to DMs from ladies.
No, that is not. All right, that's. So what I will say is, no one has done a better job of this. Like, mom, if you are looking for a champion, you have found it. No one has done a better or more consistent job of this than Jordan. I will say along the way, circumstances have not exactly been geographically in my favor. But I will say for the most part, I have put in a decent effort in trying to reach out and reach back.
Ish.
Is that fair, Jordan?
Ish.
That doesn't sound like she's agreeing, Mike, at
it
all.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like she's agreeing.
No. Well, I agree. When you were in Connecticut and it seemed as though every single woman was in LA, I agree. It was not super convenient. But now.
Now.
You have no excuse.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
No excuse. I have the perfect person and you have not gone on a date with her yet.
Mike, come
Bam,
on.
That's fucked up. We're getting some tea right now. Yeah.
So, and Jordan's now seeing, because what I've also had to do as someone dating into their 30s is I don't raise it up the family flagpole it's getting to a certain point of seriousness, because at this point they've seen how my dating life has operated. And so I feel like it's best to basically keep this at a place where, unless it's something where it's like, all right, this is getting to a real place, I don't necessarily want to sound the alarm because I know how my family operates, Mikey A.
I just have a quick question for Jordan. What is the perfect person for Mike?
Okay, well, so this girl.
Spill the name. Don't be shy.
No, don't. Do not do that.
Cindy, you'll know everything about her.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing Cindy a hard launch on the podcast right now.
No, this girl, she's like very funny, very like quick-witted, but has her shit together, good with kids, very nice. She's pretty. I think they would make a very good, witty match. And like they would complement each other very well.
Where does she live?
San Diego.
Mike, why haven't you contacted her?
Listen, we've been in contact. We have talked about some logistics here. I've got this under control.
The logistics is you getting in your car and driving to San Diego and going
flying, whichever.
It's not far.
Well, I mean, it's a solid 2.5 hour drive, so it requires a little planning.
Mikey, this is so much better than a plane trip across the country.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, okay. You know, we've got to find, you know, the right way to go about this. We're going to find.
Okay. You're overthinking it, but.
Hold on. Jordan, how long has this little cat and mouse game been going on?
A little bit.
For a while.
Like the whole summer?
Not the whole summer. So I told Mikey about her. And then once he told me he was moving to LA, I was like, now's your chance. She's in LA right now because she was in LA for the summer. And now she's back in San Diego finishing law school.
Okay. Seriously. And she's smart.
I mean, she's smart. Yeah.
What are we doing? Take a drive, take your equipment, go on the date, do your podcast up there. Look at this. You're all set.
Yeah.
How have you not done that already? I mean,
you guys have got it. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm actually getting in my car right now. No one can see it on the podcast
right now.
Podcasting the famously visual medium. I'm actually already in the front seat of my Bronco right now.
I smell a third guest.
Oh man, the blind date from hell, introducing them to my family via this fucking podcast.
It'd be awesome. No, wow. I told him, I go, when you guys go on a date, you have to send me a picture evidence. I need a photo that you're actually on the date together. And then when you get married, I want to give a speech because it's going to be bomb.
There we go.
I've worked so hard on this.
Listen, from your lips to God's ears. Yes, I mean, because Chris has been working on it for a long, long time as well.
So, she's actually in the demographic.
Yeah, exactly.
Of
Yeah, that's very true.
Jordan's done a very good job of that.
He's out there doing the Lord's work. Thanks,
good job. Good job.
Anytime. I'm ready for your Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade of a wedding. So
Oh my God, I can't wait to elope. It's going to be fantastic.
If you elope and you don't invite all of us, you're going to be in major trouble.
That'll never happen, Jordan. That'll never happen. Yeah. Mike himself can't miss a good party, so there's no way he would do that.
You elope and then you just throw the party after here. I'm trying to save you guys, everyone, the money that we had to spend on Sydney's wedding right now. Because we're going to
don't blame this on me.
All the scholarship money that my parents saved is now converted into debt after Sydney's wedding.
That was fun.
That's what everybody on this podcast is worrying about, where our next dime's coming from. So,
Wait, speaking of where dimes are coming in from now, Jordan, you guys are now Tampa residents. How's that been so far?
As Finn and Andy would say, it's hot. It's hot. And there's a lot of lizards.
Uh-huh.
It's good. The girls start kindergarten tomorrow, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Your goddaughter lost her first tooth yesterday, Mikey. So that was also a big deal.
I saw that. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that, Jordan. What is the going rate for a tooth from the Tooth Fairy these days?
$10
I'm gonna lose my teeth in your house.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know. Well, so here, I actually asked my best friend from home is a first grade teacher, and I was like, this is the first tooth. After that, they're gonna probably be disappointed. But I was like, what's the going rate? And she was like, kids come in with like $20. I'm like, no. We are not, they do not get $20 for a tooth. Like, what in the world? Yeah, no, we did 10 for the first, and we're not doing that for every tooth after.
I didn't realize inflation had gotten that bad.
By the time Sydney has a kid, though, he'll probably slide the credit card under the.
Yeah.
The kid will pop out with a square.
Yeah.
But the best parenting hack I've found, there's like a little tooth fairy pillow that hangs on the door.
So you don't have to go in.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
saw it on Amazon and I was like, yes, I'm getting that. And they just hang them on their door.
That's awesome.
No harm.
It makes
no
it so easy for the tooth fairy.
Yeah. Wow, especially, that's very easy. That's a great idea. Especially here. Cause this house, so we're staying in a fairly old house. There's very old furniture, as you can see around me, but it was fully furnished. So that's a win.
Yeah.
But the floors are super creaky and so are the doors. So there's no way I would have gotten away with it otherwise. So
that is good.
Now, do you just throw the teeth away after, right?
Yeah, I am absolutely not a tooth saver.
No. Because what are you doing with that?
What are you doing with that? That's just nasty over the years.
Yeah.
Don't some people do that though?
Yeah. People do that.
We tell them like the tooth fairy like takes the tooth, leaves the money, and then sayonara tooth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't know, man. I've seen like those baby books where people keep like, Meet the Parents where they kept the foreskin?
I do not remember that, Mikey. I think you made that up.
Oh, no, no. It might have been Meet the Fockers.
It was
Meet the Fockers.
Okay, yeah.
But I know of people that saved some odd things from their kids, and I'm like, oh, wow.
What's the weirdest thing that you've heard?
The umbilical stump.
Jail time.
I mean, what are we doing? I mean, you're looking at that 20 years, you know, when he
nasty. I mean,
it's nasty.
When do you ever bring that out? When is that a showpiece? I mean, what are you doing?
In the baby book.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Now, Jordan, I have another question, baby question, because you're the most recent parent. Jake and Jenny have been told to wake their baby up at night to feed him. Were you ever told that?
We were, because like when they all lose weight, obviously, after they're born. So once they're back up to birth weight, then I don't.
Then you don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then after that, I don't. I'm like, you sleep. I let them sleep at night, but I'll wake them during the day
so they're awake and they're struggling with the baby awake at at night and sleeping during the day.
He's nocturnal.
He is.
I know. I talked to Jenny the other day, and she said that she got her first 2.5 hour stretch, and that's so tough.
It is. It's so tough. Hard.
And obviously they had other things going on with his allergy and all that stuff where I've never dealt with that. Uh-huh. But that sounds brutal.
Were your kids sleepers or not sleepers?
Oh, I hate to say it.
They were.
God damn, that's awesome.
I hate being the parent like, oh yeah, my kids sleep great. Like I don't know.
Right.
I didn't do anything. I woke them when I was told to wake them and then just slept after that. I don't know.
At least you're not one of the mothers that says, oh, I loved pregnancy. I loved everything about it.
No, it didn't feel good.
No.
By any means.
No.
No.
I have a question. How was it having twins as like your first kid? Like, when you found out you had twins, were you like, oh shit? Or like, How was
kind
it?
Of. Yeah. It was kind of like a oh my God moment. And then I was super excited. But then I remember like towards the end of my pregnancy, I would go in because you have to go in weekly to get checked or whatever. And I'd go to the doctor and I'd get out of the doctor and I'd call Kyle and I'd be sobbing hysterically. And he was like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you calling me crying from the doctor? What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm still pregnant. That's what's wrong. Like, nothing has changed. They're still there. I'm going to be pregnant for the rest of my life. Like, very irrational thought.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then when I finally went to the hospital, I labored for like 14 hours because I was trying to have them and not have a C-section. Right. And then my doctor was like, if we have a C-section now, you know, like, we won't have to do an emergency C-section. Everybody's fine and we can just get them out. And I'm like, let's do it. I'm done. This isn't right. like a strong woman competition. I'm over it.
Yeah.
And she like wheeled me back and Kyle played Monday Night Football the night before. And her and Kyle are just talking about the game. And I was like, excuse me. Hi. And she was like, oh, you look a little flushed. Are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I'm about to be a mom to two kids in 30 seconds. And I'm feeling a little nervous. Yeah. Like, honestly, I kind of want to throw up. And she was like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. So if you wouldn't mind ending that conversation quick, I'm going to puke. And I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You called your shot at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was it basically a situation though where like you didn't know what you didn't know as far as having two versus one to start? So
we had no clue. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you had twins. Well, A, we didn't have a choice. B, we didn't know any better.
Right.
So, right. You know, what I did with one, I just treated them as one baby. If I changed one diaper, I changed two. Right. If I fed one, I fed the other. If one went to sleep, I put the other to sleep. If one woke up, I woke the other one up. Like I literally just kept them in sync.
In unison. Yeah. Okay.
How soon can you tell them apart like readily?
Yeah.
That was always my like biggest thing. Cause like for me coming in every couple of months, especially until now, like for so long, they're dressed the same. They look all the same. Like how long for you as the parent, do you start to be able to like not get parent trapped?
Well, at first was super hard. We left Finley's hospital bracelet on for 2 weeks. And then we had newborn pictures, so we had to take it off for that. And then after the pictures were done, we immediately painted her toenail pink so we could tell them apart. And then at 3 months, she got like a hemangioma, one of those red birthmarks on her shoulders. So then we could tell them apart that way. But there were times where I would look at him and I was like, I don't know. I don't know who you are. I have no idea.
I do love the thought that in that window, you could have named them and then fucked it up. And now they're just the other one forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I absolutely could have. Yeah. It's true.
Wow.
I remember there was a point where, I don't know, they were a couple days old and Kyle looked at me and was like, Anderson? Finley. And I was like, I don't know. Just maybe. Call her a name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause she was like all swaddled. So I couldn't see her toenail and I definitely wasn't unswaddling her. So I was like, I don't know. She's been fed.
Yeah. She's doing good.
Yeah.
Just that one. I don't know.
Now are their personalities very different now?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Finley's like our little Sour Patch kid.
Oh God.
She's And Andy's like feels all the feels. She's a feeler.
Okay.
Yeah. She's much more sensitive, much more like nurturing.
Was she the first one born?
She was the first one. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
She sounds like my goddaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You and Liz. Yeah.
her godparents are very indicative of personality.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh my God. So Jordan, I wanted to ask you a little bit of like, since we want to get a little bit of tea, have you met Giselle yet?
No.
Oh, have you seen, she's not been around at all?
Mm-mm. No, we actually live in the same area that they live.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't seen her. Kyle obviously has seen Tom.
Uh-huh.
But they did like a dinner for the owners before training camp started, and Kyle went to it, and he said Tom was at that too, and he was kind of like, you know, what do you guys recommend? Like, how do you do game day? Like, trying to pick his brain for,
right,
you know, every team's so different,
right?
And you know, they obviously have a suite and do things that way. And
right. Yeah.
Kyle was like, well, where do your kids go to school? Well, they're homeschooled. Okay. Well, never mind for that.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not homeschooling the kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I don't, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'll ever even see her. See really? Her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I have no idea.
I feel like she's kind of like Bigfoot. Like, you might see her, you might not. Like,
yeah,
the
no,
most beautiful
literally.
Bigfoot on earth.
Yeah.
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 Wait, have you met other, because I was going to ask, you know, you had the 1 year in the Giants, but a difference in wives from
wives
the different
groups?
Teams you've been on?
Yeah. So I actually started working out with a group of the wives yesterday, which was kind of fun. It's a, you know, it's a good way to get together with some people. Obviously last year in New York, I was super pregnant. So I hung out with some of the wives that lived in the area that I lived in, but that the Giants was really young. So there were like two wives that had kids.
Okay.
And then the rest were really, really young. Where here, they're young. Like the girls I worked out with yesterday, they're younger and they don't have kids, but it's a good group.
Right.
So it was fun. Yeah.
What's that been like for you guys now the last couple of years? Because you had basically a decade in Minnesota where you guys live full time now. So finally kind of having to do a little bit of the journey around the NFL, like bringing the girls, you guys brought all the kids to New York last year. Everyone's down in Tampa. Like how big a difference has that been for you guys?
It's a huge change. It's fun. Honestly, the kids like it a lot. Like being in New York, I feel like they learned so much. Before that, they hadn't really ever had to worry about a crosswalk. And we learned about crosswalks very early. As I was like, one of the first days we were in New York, I let them scooter to the park. That was a huge mistake because I ended up like someone tripped over a curb. The other one didn't want to ride a scooter anymore. The other one was like still scootering along. Like someone was laying in the middle of the street. The police officer was right there. And I was just like, we're new here. I'm like dragging a scooter, holding a kid, like go across the street. And I'm like the yellow lines, you got to stop. But it was fun. We had fun there. It was different, obviously being pregnant and all that stuff too. But here's good. I mean, yeah. I don't hate the warmer weather by any means. Having a change in scenery there. We're super excited to take the kids to Disney.
Oh yeah.
That'll be fun.
Wow. Will that be your guys' first trip to Disney with the kids ever?
Well, so Finn and Andy went when Kyle went to the Pro Bowl. They were only like one. So they don't remember it.
Yeah, right? They were. They'll appreciate it so much more.
Yeah. We went to Disney when we were here for the Pro Bowl, so we could go to Disney really how that went. Where now like the girls will love like the whole princess thing.
Right.
And all that. So we're excited to do that. But it's been good so far.
Are you nervous at all for the first Disney trip, like with the full group of kids? Because I feel like most parents end up like preparing for war when they're going to Disney World with a family.
I'm not, because I learned last time we went, they have these tour guides.
Yes.
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 Where you can be like, we want to do this, 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 and this in one day.
Yeah.
And they just do it. Yes. Right. You have to pay for that sort of fee.
Yeah,
I get that's a luxury in life.
Right.
I get it. However, worth it, worth every penny. And I think we're going to do like that one day and then the other day, like do the pool at the hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. Good move. Yeah. Good move with the guide.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The downside, it spoils your kid for any other park. When we used to do ESPN the weekend and we did that with our kids, they wouldn't want to go to Six Flags or anywhere. They're like, wait, we have to wait in line. We don't want to wait in line.
Yeah.
It's amazing the stuff you remember from childhood in that regard, because you're right. Going to ESPN, the picnic that I ended up going to then as an adult when I worked there, all I remembered as a kid was I could get deep fried Oreos and fountain soda for free and I didn't have to wait in any of the rides. And I just thought about this the other day because I was watching The Bachelorette, and right now in the season, they're all on that cruise ship.
Yes.
And it made me remember, we went on one cruise as a family when we were kids. I think it was the Norwegian Cruise Line. Yeah. And Literally.
Was I born yet?
No.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, yeah. He said no.
Mike, no.
I don't know, because again, all I remember, this is literally my only two concrete memories from that trip, are that in the main dining area, there was a giant chocolate eagle, a life-size eagle made out of chocolate. And then you could get ice cream on every single floor of the cruise ship at the end of every hallway. That's all I remember from the trip.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. I actually was also watching The Bachelorette, and I don't know how I feel about the cruise thing. I'm like, would I want to do the cruise thing or would I not?
Where are you at on this season in general, Jordan? Because Mom and Sydney are kind of out on this one.
Well, it got better last night. I thought a little bit better. But
yeah, I didn't watch last night's episode.
Okay. I just feel like we're about to hit hometowns, and I still don't know like who these guys are. Like, no, it's really weird.
I agree too. When they said like hometowns are in 2 weeks, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been on like two dates.
I'm like, I don't even know the guy's name. Like, yeah, and you're going to meet the family. Yeah. It just is a little like, I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of me every season with that show, though, where I never really feel like I know anyone's name. I know skin color and hairstyle, and then the embarrassing thing that you've done on the show. And that's usually my differentiator for these people.
Yeah.
Because most of them are like carbon copies of one another. Like, there's not that much of a difference between all of these guys.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I'm not watching it.
Didn't you think that segment was a little weird with the lady with the whip and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
It felt so forced. Like, I don't know.
To go back to Jordan's original question, though, I love the cruise ship as a vessel. I mean, think about having, like, it's one thing to be on a cruise ship normally where you're packed in there. Right. If you've got your run of a whole cruise ship.
That's true. That's like being on a super, super yacht by yourself. Like,
right. Yeah. Like, essentially, you're just Jeff Bezos for the however.
It's so true. It's very true. You know,
it's funny. We were the mansion that the two bachelorettes were staying at in Malibu. We actually rented that for our family when we were there for spring break, not knowing.
It looks and so they were like, God.
And they were like, oh, a film crew was just here. And we were like, oh, okay. And we know that's where The Hangover, like a scene from The Hangover was filmed. So we were like, oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe they were filming a movie or some sort. I don't know. It's this vineyard.
Right.
So we then, like, down the street is like the mansion where all the guys stay. And we saw them filming there and we never thought anything about it. And then one of our friends was like, oh my God, the mansion you guys, or like the house you guys stayed at, is the Bachelorette's mansion on TV right now. You have to turn it on. We turned it on. We were like, so much makes sense now. There were like two makeup chairs in the master bathroom, like random stuff, like clothing racks. So now
I have to go back and look at the first episode again.
I thought it looked so cool. Oh, I was like, wow, their house is sick.
It's a cool place. And at one point I said to Kyle, I'm like, oh my gosh, that like circle, there's like this stone circle in the middle of all these vineyards. And I'm like, that is so cool. It'd be really cool to have a wedding there. And Kyle's like, Jor, that's a helicopter pad. I was like, right? Okay. It would also be sick for a helicopter.
Combination helicopter / wedding pad. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. Oh my God.
All right. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel that I stayed at that house with the I don't know. I'm like, whatever.
It's cool. I think
good
it's
story.
Cool.
Yeah. Good story.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, because again, like, it's not like fantasy suites were in that house. So you don't have to worry about like, putting a flashlight over the place. And like, it's basically just a bunch of dudes getting drunk all the time. Like, that's the best part is all the bromances that end up happening. And like, and you see it with the two with Rachel and Gabby now, because they were contestants on the same season. Mm-hmm. Like, you end up so bonded with those people because you're spending more time with them than you are the bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I was fucking dying at the rose ceremony from two episodes ago where the meatball got, spoiler alert, meatball goes home.
Yeah.
And the guy walks past him and goes, I love you, bro.
No, I know. But also how they like, when they get a rose, how they go somewhere else now.
Yeah, they like walk instead downstairs.
Instead of all standing there. So then they're like, okay, you can like, if you weren't chosen, you can say goodbye. Well, now they're only saying goodbye to the girls. Like they don't get to say goodbye to all their friends guys. Now.
That's true.
At least it doesn't show that. It doesn't show that.
Anyway. Oh, you broke it to me. Meatball got a reprieve anyway when he, what's her name? Rachel picked him and he's like, no, I want Gabby. And I made a fucking mistake. No, can
that
I come back?
That was so weird.
Yeah, it was.
See, he dabbles in The Bachelor.
I dabble in it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're like a dad who's opposed to getting a dog early on who ends up like giving it its first haircut and taking it out of the park.
That's true.
Sure. All right. Do you have a would you rather? So Jordan can do the would you rather with us.
Does Sydney have a brain buster today? Because I know she talked about this fat in the fact in the family group chat.
Do you want to give that fact, Sydney?
What fact?
About the cat.
That I learned on the kennel hold line.
Yeah.
So normally we do a segment around here in honor of Sydney's husband, Ben Broniker, former Harvard Hoosier football player, NFL tight end, turned doctor man, who is smarter than all of us put together, excluding Jordan from that.
No, he's Jordan. Smarter than me too. Trust me. Anything he says on here, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
That's Sydney's life every day.
Yeah.
Usually we make Ben say one smart thing on this podcast for everyone to offset all of the dumb that we put in here. So Sydney, since Ben's not here with us today, you have a fact that you learn. I think it qualifies as a brain buster because I was pretty surprised.
I was surprised too. And so I was on hold, putting my dogs in kennel next week. And I was on hold and they're like, we have a new cat or animal trivia thing while you're on hold. And it's like, how many breaths does a cat take in a minute? And then it went into like information about the kennel for like, it's like, we'll give you time to think. And I was so anxious that they were going to take me off hold before I got the answer. I was like, I'm going to have to Google this. Like, and luckily it stayed on. Cats take between 20 to 40 breaths per minute, while humans take anywhere from 8 to 16. So I guess
8.
Yeah, that I Googled. Well, I didn't know. So I Googled it. I was like, how many breaths does a human take in a minute? And they said 8 to 16. I'm like, who the fuck is taking 8 breaths a
minute? 8 breaths.
Eight
I know.
Breaths. Well,
Kyle wears one of those Aura rings and his like, what is it? His resting heart. No.
Resting heart rate.
The other, the other night was like 46.
That's like the lowest
I've ever gotten was 39. And Ben's like, that's too low.
Yeah, that's not like healthy.
How are you that relaxed?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can't speak for Kyle because Kyle runs himself into other people for a living and has 4 kids. I can tell you how Sydney is as relaxed as she is.
No debt.
46 yes. for 46 for like as big of a person as Kyle is yes. like insane.
Yeah. Coma, which he'll wake up and be like, oh, how'd everyone sleep? I'm like, well, Henry came in, Finley came in, Crosby cried. Like, what do you mean? I got like 2 solid hours.
That sounds a lot like me and Ben, except I'm Kyle.
Yeah. Is there anything scarier, by the way, than your kids coming into the room in the middle of the night and just standing over you?
Nothing.
It scares the shit out of me to think about like the fact that we used to do that. Cause like, you're in the middle of the night and all of a sudden this silhouette's just over the top of you breathing, ready for you to wake up.
Yeah. Then you realize your consistent sleep is done. So.
Yeah. And then I'll open my eyes and Henry never fails. He goes, hi, mommy. I'm like,
hi.
Hi. We're here. Okay. We're good.
What do you need?
Hey, yeah. Bud. All right. Brains busted. Dad, you got the would you rather?
I got a couple. Here's a nice tame one. Would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with The Rock?
Oh, The Rock.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I don't like gin.
I don't either. Ryan Reynolds seems like the man. I have a hard time turning that one down.
Both are very tempting in different ways, but I think I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Reynolds, but I'd still go with The Rock.
Yeah.
If you offered me a chance to work out with The Rock, that would be a different story.
I would hate that because I would be embarrassed of how I would work out and how he would work out.
I'm not sure outside of a scripted movie that The Rock knows how to talk about anything but working out.
That's true too.
Or tequila. Mm-hmm. Like all he does is sell product now.
He's Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'd learn a lot about myself if I hung out with Ryan Reynolds.
I'd love to get the hanging out Deadpool version of Ryan Reynolds. That would be awesome.
Well, I feel like that's just how he is. That's right.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are also best friends with Taylor Swift, so I'd get a lot of good ancillary. There you go.
Mikey, I thought about you the other day. I went to a SoulCycle Taylor Swift ride.
Jordan, did you feel yourself transported?
I kind of did.
Oh my God. I bet that was a good class.
Did they mix in the 10 minute all too well?
It was there. That was a climb. I'm going to let you know. That was a climb.
Wow.
But what fuel for the climb there? Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Now I have a would you rather that's more along our lines. Would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
Ooh.
Give me a third nip. I can cover that.
Cover an extra toe too, can't you? A sock?
Well, think about sandals.
Yeah, sandals for girls.
Yeah, okay. I think I'd want a third nipple too. Is it user friendly too?
I don't know. You know what? It didn't say here. I guess you could decide if you want it to be or not.
Yeah, I'll give it full functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure a third nipple.
I think we'll all agree on that one.
I don't know. Actually, I think I want to go with the extra toe. And this is totally like a boy thing, but with a girl, you have to worry about like sandals and how it looks. With me, I can roll up to a party like, I got six toes. Give me a shot.
Mike, you could do that with a third nipple too.
Good, but like, I don't know. My nipples are already weird. They get hard all the time. Oh, like God. We already talked about the Golic family diamond cutting nipples on the male side is a weird trait that's persisted through generations. And so I don't need another diamond cutter showing up on some random spot. What I need is a sixth toe. Sixth is hard to say.
Sixth.
Would it be like a pinky toe, Mikey? Or would it be a smaller one or a big
Yeah, it
one?
Could be a big toe. That'd look really weird. Yeah.
What if it was another big toe? You'd be so balanced.
Yeah, you would. But it would look freaky.
But you couldn't wear any shoes. You would be like one
the width
off the
would
side.
Be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, you just get extra wide shoes. I'd just be wearing a lot more Air Monarchs.
It wouldn't feel good. It wouldn't feel good.
No. All right, I'll end on this one. Kind of is back to a different one.
You can't stop now.
Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest person in the room?
I think the funniest.
Yeah.
I think I would do that as well.
I'd go.
Sid, you already have a guy that's the smartest in the room.
He's the smartest and I'm the funniest. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it depends on what rooms you want to move in, right? Because like, could you imagine, like, if this was a power where you just morphed into the smartest person in any room that you entered, that's potentially like a big moneymaker here. Now, being the funniest person in any room, like, you walk into a room with like Dave Chappelle and those guys, and now you're the funniest dude in that room.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I still would like to be the funniest, I think.
I think so, too. I'd like to make billionaires laugh. Maybe they'd like me.
Maybe they would like you.
You know, give me some of their money.
Yeah. I like funny conversation better than serious conversation.
Yeah. Exactly.
I
agree.
I don't know anybody that's like dying to, hey, you got to go talk to that guy. He's real smart.
Yeah.
You're like, you want to go like, hey, let me go talk to that guy because everybody's just having a good time.
Good time with him. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, everybody wants to have a beer with you, you know, hang out with you. Yeah. So
I agree.
Yeah.
That is true. And from a guy perspective, there's nothing that can overcome the gap in looks quite like being a little bit funny here.
Exactly.
I am married.
Oh my God, my DA.
So I would say the probably some of the best information we got out of this pod outside of having Jordan on here, which has been fantastic, is the next thing we need to hear about is Mike Ewan Mike going State. To meet that girl in San Diego.
Yeah.
We're not going to forget about this now.
No. Like I said, I'm already like people can't see this because you know podcasting again, but I'm on the highway right now. I'm like an hour and a half out, so I could probably tweet out the results of this tomorrow when the podcast releases.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I have enough information about this person now too. going to find their profile in a second. I'll send it to you, Mom.
I mean, okay. Sid, all you got to do is ask.
I'll text you in 5 minutes. Yeah.
We're going to have everything, Mike. Sorry,
wait,
bud.
Sydney and I have to follow up with the book club a little bit.
Oh, right, right, right.
Oh.
Yeah, we just have some. We want people to write like their book club reviews on where you review our podcast, and we're going to read some of the reviews. But we were wondering, Mikey, down the road, would we be able to have like a group chat with some people? Is that a possible thing?
Yeah, we could totally figure something out.
Okay, so we're going to probably do that with the next book. So we have a little runway.
We're going to talk about this one though, right? Because I have a lot of feelings about it.
Right. For an update, right.
What is this book again? My sister Sydney has recently decided for the first time in her life to read consistently. She has been mainlining one particular author. Sydney, what is the book you're reading right now?
Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. I'm not reading it. I finished it in like 10 hours. So
by the way, we found out via TikTok that apparently Colleen Hoover makes like 600 grand a month off these books on
just
Amazon.
Just off Amazon.
Yes. Not even Kindle. Like,
yeah.
I love Amazon.
Yeah. It's amazing. So Sydney, we want them to write the reviews on our podcast review page, and then the next podcast we'll read some of them and just have a discussion about
we're gonna break it down. We're gonna talk Kenna, we're gonna talk Ledger,
and I think if this thing really takes off, I think Mikey, you made a great you know how they do like book club stickers.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if we were gonna use that.
Yeah, it's really good one. It's a circular sticker with a Sydney laughing in the middle of it, and it says Sydney Golick, double fuck you certified. with two fingers.
Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
Equivalent to thumbs up.
That means a great book. I love it. It's awesome.
Sid, what book do we have on deck for people who have read as quick as you have?
It's going to be All Your Perfects by Colleen Hoover. Apparently it's a sleeper. It's underrated. So.
Okay.
We'll chat about that in a few weeks.
Can I just say, you guys would be killing me if I went my first two books, Clive Cussler. You'd be like, well, have some imagination. Get another author in there. And you're going with the same author.
Bro, listen, we're just trying not to fuck this up for Ben, all right? This is the happiest he's been and the quietest his home has been since he met Sydney. I just want good things for the guy.
The girl Reed. Yeah.
He's just so proud of her.
He is.
Yeah, he is. He's so proud.
It brings tears to his eyes.
Yeah, it really does.
I guess if you're reading, you're not using my credit card.
Exactly.
So that's good.
Let the girl read.
Another all thing. Right.
Yeah,
unless it's to buy, put more money in Colleen Hoover's pocket, courtesy of Amazon here. Jordan, we can't thank you enough for being our second ever guest.
Thanks, guys. That was so awesome. Fun.
Yes, it was awesome.
the official highest friend of the podcast here. Yep. The day one, someone who has been with us through thick and thin. And with us through thick and thin at every Taco Bell stop along the way. So
do we think we should have her do Sydney sign off at the end?
I think so. I think that's the only right way to finish this. So the usual I'm not will be Jordan's responsibility here. So as always, thank you to everybody who's made it through this podcast. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry in advance, wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Make sure you leave the book review like Sydney instructed for Sydney's book club right now. We will get to those on the next podcast. Make sure you support and root for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their star tight end wearing number 8 this year in Kyle Rudolph. And as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not.
Woo!
Nailed it!